tenth of the month, we might say that the bills are
due.
And if you belong to a club or a lodge, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have the money, you should see a friend and see if you can
borrow it.
And in the 30s, money was
in the scarce. That's plenty scarce.
That's true.
Yes, it is.
If something is too expensive, when it can be sent to what?
You repeat that, really. I didn't
ask it well. I think we'll just skip this, and I'll pick it up.
Right.
I think I have it. Yes. Well, actually, we just do it the easy way. The word is costs. It costs too much, or it costs too much.
It's too high.
You mentioned diving. Did you have any special term for striking the water flat on your stomach?
Yes, belly buster.
And
the
little trick that boys will have, or girls, of getting up on their head and then giving a little kick and flopping over on their back, turning
a somersault. Yes.
And did your sister swim?
I don't believe there's one of them that swim. I think May, the sister is here. It's possibly she did finally get past. I know she had a time. She had to out there. She took summer training at Stanford. Then she got in summer school and she had to take it. I know she had an awful time. And I don't know if she ever got a certificate or not.
Oh.
I don't know why. We had plenty of water, but they just never did.
And if someone bounced on the board and went up in the air and arced through like that and hit the water, you say he did what?
Swan dive.
Well, he has.
Let's see. I know the term.
Well, you wouldn't say he swam for this action. You say he
dove.
Huh? And if
is that right? Is that the right word now? I wonder. He dove right. I think. Dove. Yeah. Yes, I see.
Is that the one you normally use?
Yes, I think it would be.
And if someone were swimming and went under the water and didn't come up, you say he had
to drown.
Uh-huh. And when a baby first starts to move, you say he moves how? He doesn't walk. He
crawl. Yeah.
And then a little later, you see the baby up on the chair, and someone will say, how'd you get up there? And you'll say, well, he just
pulled himself up.
And when he gets to be bigger, you'll see him up in a tree, and somebody will get it, say, how'd he get there? And you'll see him. Uh-huh. And if someone got down on his knees, you'd say he did what?
Knelt.
Uh-huh. And when you're tired, you do what?
Rest or?
Well, how do you rest? Do you sit in a chair?
Recline.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Lay down? Is that?
Yeah, that's what
we're getting to. Okay.
Uh-huh. And if someone stayed in bed all day, what would you say he'd done? Would you say he stayed in bed, or he did what?
Well, if you're speaking of him, he stayed in bed, yes. Uh-huh.
You mentioned dreamt. What does that mean?
Mentioned.
Dreamt? If someone, I don't know how you get to say this.
Yeah. Well, if speaking past tense, he dreamt or dreamed.
Which one would you normally use?